You can now support the Well Soul podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you could be part of me helping others connect with God through scripture, reflection, and prayer. Visit buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast or click the link at the top of the show notes. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to Luke chapter 12. In our Certainty of Faith series through the Gospel of Luke. In Luke 12, Jesus is teaching his followers lots of valuable lessons about what it means to follow him. I encourage you to listen to the full chapter on your favorite audio Bible app. But for today, we will focus on Jesus' teaching about possessions in Luke 12. I think this is fitting as we enter the Advent season and we celebrate the legend of Saint Nicholas, who supposedly inherited an immense amount of wealth and used his wealth to bless those who needed it the most. In the beginning of chapter 12, Jesus warns and encourages his followers to not be shy in following him and declaring themselves as Christ's followers, no matter what happens. To not be afraid, because God cares for the sparrows, and God's children are worth far more than many sparrows. And then Jesus is prompted to teach about our attitude toward earthly possessions. When a man yells for Jesus to make his brother divide his inheritance with him, Jesus said, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." This is where we will pause to drink in slowly a passage of scripture. First, take a moment of silence. Open your heart to the Lord to receive his word. O Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word today. Luke 12, 22-34. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than the birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the poor, provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Take a moment of silence. What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you from these verses? Do not worry. Do not be afraid. These are the two commands in our passage today that speak to us about learning to trust God's leading in our work and possessions. When we are afraid, our fists tighten, our attention becomes distracted, and we do not trust God, and nor can we be used effectively by Him in the way that we would if we would simply trust and follow. The rest of chapter 12 has some other great thoughts on living for Jesus, such as living in a way that we are always ready for the Lord to return, and how following Christ will cause division among families, but we are to remain steadfast, to know the signs of the times, and to follow Him no matter what. Can we follow Him even now as we make, save, and give our resources? I'm going to reread a couple of verses from our passage today. Listen for the Holy Spirit's leading. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. The Lord has given us His kingdom. But what is our heart set on? Take a moment of silence and reflect on the scripture that we've read today. What is the Holy Spirit doing in your heart? Pray about this. Let's pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship You. You are the one and only true God. Sometimes, God, we falter in our trust of You when it comes to earthly possessions, to things we can see and taste and smell and touch. Help us, O God, to trust You for earthly things just as much as we trust You for our salvation, for spiritual things. And help us, O Lord, to follow You in how we work and how we save and give and how we live every moment of our days. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me on the Well Soul podcast today. I invite you to support the production of this podcast by buying me a cup of coffee. Log on to buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast to make it possible for others to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. Please also review the podcast on Apple so that more people can find the Well Soul podcast. I have a gift for you when you subscribe to the Well Soul Monthly digital newsletter. You'll receive a copy of 8 Steps to Create a Well Soul Rhythm. It's a digital download guide to help you craft your personal life rhythms so that you live toward living a well soul in all the ways that are most meaningful to you. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe. It's especially helpful as you think about the new year and how you want to be intentional to live it well. There is so much more to the story in this chapter, so if you'd like to drink in the scriptures more slowly than the podcast allows, I encourage you to look at the resources linked in the show notes. I would like to give a special thanks to Dr. Sandra Glahn for her Latte with Luke Bible study, and to my friend Brian at Brian Vasquez Productions, who has made this podcast possible. This episode is sponsored by socialremix.co, that is socialremix.co, a social media generating website that saves you hours of content creation with just a click of a button. For more information, see the link in the show notes. God bless you, and I pray that you have a glorious Advent season and that you have a well soul.